Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. It's soon going to cost more to ride SEPTA as it grapples with a deficit. The SEPTA board has approved the first of two proposed fare increases. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The board unanimously gave the green light to a fare increase that would bring the travel wallet transit fares from $2 to $2.50 effective December 1st. A larger 21.5% increase is proposed on top of that for January 1st. That would bring that fare to $2.90. Transit advocate Lance Haver urged the board to reject the increase.
If you believe SEPTA is vital to our region, have the courage of your convictions. Vote against this proposed fare hike.
But they voted for it. Facing a $153 million budget hole in the current fiscal year, Board Chair Ken Lawrence said both fare increases plus 20% service cuts planned for next year still aren't enough.
Unfortunately, more will come in the near future without a permanent funding fix in place.
Chief Operating Officer Scott Sauer described the transit death spiral that would result.
Our customers go and find alternate ways to travel, and then we have to raise fares and cut service again.
At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After one of the tightest U.S. Senate races in Pennsylvania history, longtime Democratic Senator Bob Casey concedes the race to Republican challenger Dave McCormick. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more.
I just called Dave McCormick to congratulate him on his election to represent Pennsylvania in the United States Senate.
Senator Bob Casey released a video statement of his concession on social media after the first wave of recounted ballots was complete. It was a long, drawn-out affair that saw both candidates separated by less than a quarter of a point, triggering a recount. The Associated Press called the race for Republican challenger Dave McCormick 2 days after Election Day on November 7th. Casey held a seat in the U.S. Senate for 18 years after first being sworn into office in 2007, following his 2006 upset victory over then-Senator Rick Santorum. His re-elections in 2012 and 2018 made him the first Democratic senator to ever win three consecutive terms. Before that, he served as Pennsylvania Auditor General and State Treasurer for a total of 28 years in public office. For that time, he thanked Pennsylvanians the most.
Every day I served in public office, I fought for Pennsylvania workers, our children, seniors, people with disabilities, and our veterans. Thank you for the trust you've placed in me for all these years. It's been the honor of my lifetime.
In his own post on social media, McCormick said Casey dedicated his career to bettering the Commonwealth. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
With McCormick's victory, Republicans have widened their advantage in the U.S. Senate by another seat. Renewing or obtaining an occupational license in the Commonwealth was recently streamlined by Governor Josh Shapiro. He stopped by West Philly Barbershop to talk about how the process can help current businesses and future entrepreneurs. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Governor Shapiro sat down with Daryl Thomas at his barbershop, Philly Cuts, to talk with him and other shop owners about the streamlining of the permitting, licensing, and certification process and what the needs are for small business owners in the area.
We want to create more opportunity for people. And one of the ways you create more opportunity is you break down all the silos that exist in government, you cut through the red tape, and you get people to work more quickly.
Last year, the Commonwealth tanked on the bottom of the state occupational licensing index. It now ranks as one of the least burdensome states in the country to obtain an occupational license. Thomas, who ran into delays and red tape when renewing his license, said this is a big relief.
As an entrepreneur, it's one less hurdle that you have to worry about. We're painters one day, we're carpenters the next, we're barbers, we're executives sometimes, and that just made that job that much easier.
The owners also spoke with Shapiro about their concerns of the incoming Trump administration and the future cuts to programs that could hurt their community and workers. Shapiro said that as Attorney General, he took Donald Trump to court several times, and he's not afraid to stand up for the people of the Commonwealth. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.